This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We have returned for a fourth season, and for the third straight season, our presenting sponsorship is through the Original Hooters brand, which has 11 locations here in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you, to serve not only your fantasy football draft needs, but also your football watching needs throughout the next 6, 7, 8 months, whatever it takes for us to get through all of college and pro football. The 11 Original Hooters locations in the Tampa Bay area include Brandon, Clearwater, Clearwater Beach, John's Pass. When you visit John's Pass, ask for our friend Tony Metzler. He actually played in one of our leagues last year. The North Tampa location, the Port Richie location, South Tampa, Spring Hill, St. Petersburg, Tyrone, and of course, the Tampa location on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry, where we will be hosting our draft event for the third consecutive year. And I'm going to start the podcast right there by talking about our draft event, because every year it's gotten bigger, and this year we want to continue the trend and increase the amount of podcast listeners who want to play in one of our Hooters Fantasy Podcast leagues. I have played, I sat out 2 years ago so we could maximize membership in one big league. Then last year, we had multiple leagues drafting at the same time under similar rules, not identical. And this year, my goal is to have three podcast leagues all drafting at the Original Hooters location. And when I say Original Hooters, yes, I know the first ever Hooters is the Clearwater location, but you can go to originalhooters.com and just click on Tampa or Tampa Bay and you see the 11 locations. That's what I'm talking about. And that is who specifically sponsors the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. So the Tampa location on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry, is where we've been the previous two seasons for our draft event. Our date is Sunday, August 25th. All right? So if you have played previously or you want to play this year, just know you have to be at Hooters in person drafting on Sunday, August 25th, and it'll be in the evening. I'm going to guess roughly 7 p.m. We might actually start the drafting a little after 7 p.m. There's no calling in. If you don't show, you're out. We don't do any of that. We do everything in person. We write down the picks one by one. You are free to bring a computer or a laptop, but we are not drafting online. We are drafting in person, live draft, snake draft, and there are no exceptions. Also, one clarification this year that we are going to make is you must be 21 and older. You must be 21 and older to participate in the fantasy drafts for this particular podcast league that we are doing at Hooters. And again, we've had multiple leagues in past years, and we are hoping for multiple leagues again this year. So why that date, okay? Well, Sunday, August 25th, first of all, for Hooters purposes, it's not traditionally a busy night for them. So we would, I'm not going to tell you we have run of the place, but we get to set up where we want. Hopefully, I'll get the servers that I want, any combination of Ty, Calendar Girl, Brooke, Calendar Girl, Camilla. That's our new favorite, and I'll tell you why in a moment. That Sunday night will be after all of the key third week preseason, not counting the Hall of Fame game. Third week preseason games are done with the exception of one that will be on all the TVs or most of them in Hooters. So this way, a majority of the players that will be drafted will have already performed and won't be performing again until we reach the regular season. One of the things that stinks about fantasy football is you draft a player, and then before you ever get to play the player, something happens to him, and you weren't aware of that. So by doing the draft after either all or most of the full week three, again, I'm throwing out the Hall of Fame game week, the full week three, we all know third preseason game, teams are going to play their starters for the first half and probably not going to play them again the remainder of the preseason. They treat that last week of the preseason almost as a bye week for their starters to get them ready for the start of the regular season, which is that Thursday night game. This year, it's not the defending champ hosting the Thursday night game. It's sort of odd. It's a celebration of an anniversary of the NFL. So it's the tradition-rich franchises, the Bears and Packers, who are going to kick off the season on Thursday night football a week and a half down the road. So again, Sunday night, August 25th. If you have that night free, or if you can make yourself available that night to draft in person, and you'd like to join one of our Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Hooters Leagues, that's the night you have to be there. All right? Rules and other things will come later, but I wanted to stress the date. I've already reached out to some key people with Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com. I'm hoping Ira Kaufman can make it again. Ira played fantasy football for the first time last year. He did okay. He learned a lot. And I think he'd be better for it this year. Ira's a busy guy. If he can be there, he's going to be there. You think he's going to miss a Hooters meal? And seeing Ty or Brooke again, or Camilla, who he would like as well, there's no chance. So if Ira is available, he will be there. And Ira will be in one of the leagues with Joe and Joe Bucks Fan, as long as Joe can be there. I'll still have my own league, like I had last year, which was won by Bill Eisman. Interestingly, of the leagues the last couple years, each champion has become a Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament player. Thank you to Robert Wright, our 2017 champion, and to Bill Eisman, our 2018 champion. I'm sorry, I don't have the name of the champion of the Ira Hall of Fame Fantasy League from last year. All of that was handled by Joe, if you will, on that side, as I was handling business in the podcast league. And of course, I have my own personal leagues for my friends, the Foundation League. So I know the defending champs are planning to be there. And if you would like to be there, whether you have tried to be there before or you just are getting involved now, it's fine. We'd love to have you there. We can't just open it up and say, show up and you can play. So what I need you to do is this. If you are 21 or older, or you will be 21 and older come August 25th of this year, you need to send me an email. And you basically need to say in the email that you would like a chance to play in one of the podcast leagues that are drafting at Hooters on August 25th. If I respond to your email and invite you, that means you are in. If I do not respond to your email and do not invite you, you are not in. I can't invite everyone. All right? But the first step is up to you. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Just drop me a line. Say you listen to the podcast. You're available on Sunday, August 25th, roughly 7 p.m. Going to need you there for at least 2-3 hours. All right. To draft in person to join one of our Hooters Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. No exceptions. If you can't be there that night, don't send me the email. Also, don't say, well, you know, I know we have a lot of listeners around the country. I'm sorry, Hooters is paying the freight here. This is where they want people for the draft. So this is where you have to be. So while the podcast is for everyone worldwide, the podcast leagues are sponsored by the local original Hooters brand, and they funnel everybody to one location for one night for business purposes. Please understand that. You're either there in person or you're not part of the podcast leagues. Again, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, 21 and older only, and 21 and older as of August 25th, 2019. Again, block out the time of 7 p.m. to roughly 10 p.m. We won't go beyond that. At the Hooters location on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry. And again, send me an email expressing your interest and that you've, you know, got the details correct that I just gave you. If I respond to you and invite you, then I will expect you to be there that night. If I do not respond to your email, then you were not chosen. That's the way it goes. There is a limit on these things. There are some other things that go into this. So you ask, and then we choose who we are going to invite. August 25th, Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa for the third annual Fantasy Podcast Leagues. In this, the fourth year of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The first year of the podcast was brought to you by my friends at Papa John's of Tampa Bay, who continue to be one of my biggest supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. I thank Papa John's for all they do for me. They jumped in that first year when we kind of didn't know what we were doing. And then Hooters picked up in year two, and Hooters keeps running with it. And I thank Hooters and all the 11 original Hooters brand locations in the Tampa Bay area. So again, email me if you are interested in being part of our podcast leagues this year, Sunday, August 25th. Hooters, Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry. All right. Let me tell you also, we were just at that Hooters location for a television shoot. I do a number of appearances these days on Spectrum Sports 360, which is the weeknight 10:30 p.m. show on Spectrum Bay News 9. And Chris Torello is one of the talented hosts and reporters on that show, and he came to me weeks ago, and he said, "Hey, I've always wanted to do a fantasy football story. This year, we're going to do it. Can you help us?" And I said, "What do you need?" He's like, "Take us somewhere fun, and I'm going to ask you a bunch of fantasy football questions from the sense of putting together a league to building a team, and you're going to help me draft a team, and we'll, can you even bring draft boards from your previous years, and we'll go over what were good picks, what were bad picks." Done. So we shot this at the Hooters location where we're going to have the draft. We went in there with television cameras and Chris and a crew, and we occupied way too much space in the corner of the restaurant for way too long, and this story will soon be airing on Spectrum Bay News 9 and Spectrum Sports 360, probably at some point later this week, if not through the weekend or next week, based on all the time that Chris and his crew and myself put into it. So be on the lookout for that. And that's where we met Camilla, who was our server that night. She makes a cameo appearance in the television piece, and we've asked that Camilla be a part of the draft party coming up on Sunday, August 25th. So for those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area who already see me make appearances on Spectrum Sports 360 at 10:30 p.m., and they also do some segments that air exclusively on Twitter. If you look up Spectrum Sports 360 on Twitter, Dave Wirth and I just did a couple more segments on Sunday. At some point here in the coming days, there's going to be a whole fantasy football feature segment with Chris Torello and myself at Hooters in Tampa. You'll see Camilla. You'll see how I helped Chris draft a team. He only played fantasy football once before. He was disappointed with the results. So we did a mock draft to put together a team this time, or just kind of walk him through the process. He asked me some of my pet peeves, many of the ways that I've modernized fantasy football, not only with the podcast leagues, but with my own personal leagues, with the Foundation League. You'll see the Foundation League trophy, which I'm very proud of and was won by my friend and neighbor and USF professor, Dr. Stephen Reeder, last year, who's played in the league every year. That's all coming up at some point on Bay News 9 and Spectrum Sports 360. You can subscribe to this podcast if you are new to it, because we will not stop the Fantasy Football Podcast until the fantasy football season is over. We will be going through the entire duration and talking about setting up leagues here at the beginning, some rules, some different things. I'll be all over the place. And then, of course, as we get into August, I'll start helping you with your draft process. If you have questions that you want to send me about keeper leagues or making decision between a few different players or what your priorities should be, that's fine. You can also email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Yes, that's the same email where you would send your request to be part of the podcast leagues, but I'll also answer all other fantasy questions there, as I've done for the entirety of this podcast. I apologize, I've been ill. Last thing I wanted, go figure, 95 degrees, 95% humidity, and I catch a Florida cold. That's just the way things go sometimes. But I wanted to crank out this podcast to get the word out about the podcast leagues, to thank Original Hooters for their continuing support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remind you of my email address to get on the list to try to be invited to the fantasy draft event, and also to bring your attention to the story that Bay News 9 is going to do involving fantasy football, featuring me and at that same Hooters location, which will be coming up in just a matter of days. Again, my email for fantasy purposes is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thanks to Original Hooters and all 11 Original Hooters locations in the Tampa Bay area for their continuing support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you again soon.